is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. President Donald Trump says the United States has signed what he called another very important part of the immigration and security deal with Mexico, without revealing any details about its contents. The accord calls for Mexico to better patrol its southern border with Guatemala and to hold asylum-seeking migrants while their cases are heard in the United States. VOA's Mike Bowman has more.
For Central American migrants, a perilous journey to the United States is expected to become even more difficult. Some say they will not be deterred.
You can close the border. You can build 1,000 walls, and 1,000 walls will be crossed.
Migrant arrivals at the U.S.-Mexico border are surpassing 100,000 a month, including record numbers of families and unaccompanied minors. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
A peaceful mass protest in Hong Kong over an extradition bill descended into violence in the early hours of Monday as several hundred protesters clashed with a similar number of police outside the city's parliament. Reuters' Zachary Goldman has details.
Protesters clashed with police in Hong Kong in the early hours of Monday as several hundred demonstrators tried to force their way into the city's parliament. Images show police waving batons and deploying a water cannon. The scuffles came hours after hundreds of thousands of protesters had marched peacefully through the city to protest against a new potential law which would allow Beijing to extradite Hong Kong suspects to mainland China for trial.
No China extradition!
No China extradition!
The demonstrations were the biggest against the Chinese government in at least 15 years.
That's Reuters' Zachary Goldman. This is VOA News. Gunfire caused panic in the streets of downtown Port-au-Prince Sunday, and at least one person was reported killed as thousands of Haitians protested against government corruption. The protesters were demanding President Jovenel Moïse's resignation over allegations of fraud and mismanagement of government funds.
It's a protest against corruption and impunity. And the reason why we're here today is because of the federal funds that were stolen by those in power. So we're asking the president to resign so that we can finally start the trial.
The president has denied the allegations and said they were politically motivated. Kazakhstan's interim president, the hand-picked successor of longtime ruler Nursultan Nazarbayev, was declared the winner of Sunday's presidential election, defeating six other government-approved candidates. The country's Central Election Commission said Monday that Kasym-Jomart Tokayev won nearly 71% of the vote with all the ballots counted and his nearest challenger with about 16%. Election observers were critical of the election. Opposition supporters had called for a boycott, saying Sunday's balloting would be neither free nor fair, and police arrested about 500 people marching in protest. Three of Russia's leading newspapers have published identical front pages questioning the motives behind the arrest of investigative reporter Ivan Gulunov, who was injured while in police custody. Vedomosti, Kommersant, and RBC had the same joint statement from their editors on the front page of their June 10th editions, which also calls for an investigation into an arrest the journalism watchdog Reporters Without Borders has warned could mark a significant escalation in the persecution of independent journalists in Russia. Boris Johnson says that he threatened to withhold nearly $50 billion in outstanding liabilities owed by the United Kingdom to the European Union if he replaces Theresa May as the next British Prime Minister. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
Boris Johnson, the frontrunner to replace Theresa May as the next British Prime Minister, is threatening that if he gets into Downing Street, he'd consider freezing almost $50 billion owed to the European Union as leverage to renegotiate Brexit. The money represents outstanding commitments that the country has already made with the EU. As an EU member, Britain has a role in everything from infrastructure projects to scientific research in the bloc.
I've tried everything.
And Theresa May had kept that money in her original failed deal, the same deal that has forced her to resign.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. Hadestown, a love story in the Greek mythic underworld, was the top winner at Sunday night's Tony Awards, celebrating the best in Broadway musicals and plays. The show earned the award for Best Musical, Best Original Score, Scenic Design, and Lighting among its eight wins. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.